The president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association is sharply criticizing the state's planning for reopening schools during the COVID-19 pandemic. As public school districts around the Commonwealth plan for the fall semester, Mary Najimy says state guidance has been lacking and that Governor Charlie Baker's plan to carry out testing only in districts with signs of the pandemic, quote, recklessly creates false confidence. While the state has pushed back the start of the fall semester to as late as September 16th, Najimy tells WAMC that there are still crucial public health benchmarks Massachusetts has failed to address.
Buildings have to be inspected and certified that, in particular, the ventilation system and the indoor air quality meet industry standards. Second, we need rapid, regular, and accessible testing for all students and educators. Third, we need local and statewide benchmarks to be set, met, and, you know, announced very transparently. And fourth, we need a substantial amount of personal protective equipment for everybody and training that goes along with that.
So right now, what's the state of the plan that you're not seeing happen out there on the ground right now? What benchmarks specifically are not being met at this time?
None of those benchmarks have been met. There has been no directive from the governor to have the buildings inspected and upgraded. His testing is reactive, not proactive, and it only targets places where there's concern. Personal protective equipment still is not being supplied by the state at the levels that are necessary. And we don't have really reliable data on transmission rates.
We're speaking now in August. School is supposed to start in just a few weeks in the Commonwealth. What do you think the timeline is like to begin addressing these issues? Do you think any plan to reopen at this point is satisfactory based on how much you see as lacking in a statewide response?
No, the only plans that are satisfactory are the districts who have realized that the conditions aren't right to reopen and they're starting virtually. And let me say, we are not going back to the remote learning model of the spring. Educators are in the middle of redesigning it because it was wholly inadequate in the spring. We had 24 hours to plan for crisis teaching virtually, and it didn't serve our students well or our educators.
If you had a message to the governor, what would that be?
It's time to stop arguing about what it's going to take and step up to create a comprehensive plan, starting with a virtual beginning of the school year and phasing back in when all of the conditions can be met to show that it's as safe as it can be.
In your conversations with teachers around the state, what kind of reactions are you hearing from the educators in classrooms, so to speak, obviously not right now, about how this process has been going? Do teachers feel enfranchised and part of this conversation?
No, you know, educators have been working incredibly hard at the local levels, and in some places negotiations have gone well. In other places there have been little to no progress, and quite honestly, they feel abandoned by the state. They're frightened to go back to the buildings. They are worried about their own health and safety and that of their students and the families of their students.
Do you think there's still time to put a comprehensive plan in place before the school year starts?
There is time to put a comprehensive plan in place, but we can't return to the buildings. It's not going to be put in place before the instructional year resumes. This is why we're saying everybody needs to resume instruction virtually and then start tackling all of the pieces of the plan. Let's look at the Worcester Public Schools. They are doing the right thing. They've decided to invest $15 million in upgrades to the building ventilation systems, and they're starting learning virtually. It's not too late to do that. We just can't send students and educators into a petri dish on the premise that it's going to be safe.